Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Samuel, Curtis Samuel is now our number one.
I wonder if they're getting compensation to move up and try to...
They're not going to get a one.
Well, I don't even know if the Texans have a one, right? Because didn't they trade with Arizona to get Will Anderson?
Right now, it's going to be Khalil Shakir and Curtis Samuel because Gabe Davis is already gone. So...
Ooh. I would call Kansas. I would do this. I would speed on to Kansas City and see what they would give.
Do you think they're even going to get a second for Stephon Diggs? I bet not even.
I bet they do.
No. Second.
Yeah, I bet it may be conditional, but I bet they would.
Right. It'll be conditional. That's what it'll be.
Do you think I'm happy about this news or unhappy about the news?
Probably happy.
I'm not.
Really? I always feel like with Stephon, it's just best to kind of rip off the Band-Aid.
But his receivers are Curtis Samuel and Khalil Shakir.
And the money is...
Stephon's not that good anymore.
The money is crazy.
Stephon has fallen off, but, I mean, he was undeniably a one at least.
No. He's better than Curtis Samuel or Khalil Shakir. Question is what does it do to the Bills' cap this year and next to trade him? And I think the reason that most Bills fans didn't expect it and commentators didn't expect it was it blows a huge hole in financially. But I don't know what, because, you know, the bonuses accelerate, whatever else. But I don't know off the top of my head what that does. Anyway, John, my marital advice is a 6-second kiss. You should start it. Go home and explain it to Sam today and see how that works for you.
I think that's what the Bills got to do.
Oh, man. See you later. See you. I appreciate it. Oh, here's more Merrill advice. Go to Robert Irwin Jewelers this Saturday because it's the last of their 60% off Saturday sales. Their last one. This one at their store on Perkins Extended, the one that I go to. It's right across from Laurelwood Novel Bookstore. It's that one. Everything in the store is 60% off this Saturday for 6 hours this Saturday. Everything in the store. That's engagement rings. That's diamond pendants. That's every brand name watch. That's bracelets, earrings, necklaces, gemstones. It's everything 60% off for 6 hours this Saturday at the Robert Irwin Jewelers. And it's the last of these. It's the one on Perkins Extended. For complete details, go online to rijewelers.com. Chris Harrington, when we return, Jeff Calkins, show 92.9 FM ESPN.
Well, hello there. The Godfather, Jason and John.
Jason and John.
Oh, my God. So funny.
Straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tigers, Grizzlies, Jason and John. 92.9 is my station.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, you. Day's warming up. Looking like spring. And at New Balance Memphis, we've got the thing. What pops and what's fresh? Check the selects. Come together at New Balance Memphis at Poplar and 240 across from Cadillac of Memphis. New Balance Memphis, we got now.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. So it's easy to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right now, fresh red or black seedless grapes are on sale for only $1.77 a pound with your card and digital coupon. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Springtime is project time. Let Waste Connections handle the cleanup for you. From construction projects to move-outs, storm damage debris, roofing material removals, to any debris you got, we'll take care of it. No cleanup job is too big or too small. Waste Connections. We see trash, we pick it up. Call us at 901-398-5400. Mention 92.9 and we'll even give you a discount. That's Waste Connections, 901-398-5400.
Mealtime will be a breeze this spring when you shop at Family Dollar. Start your day off with savings on breakfast staples such as Post cereals, 2 for $6. Plus, 10 to 12 count select K-Cup coffee brands on sale for only $6.50. Need lunch on the go? Grab some Bumblebee chicken or tuna salad cups, 3 for $5. With a side of Lay's chips, 2 for $6. Make dinner time easy. Pick up a Tony's pizza for only $3.95. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
As Tennesseans, we all see and appreciate the abundant wildlife around us and the great fishing opportunities we have across our state, thanks to your Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. I'm Don King, reminding you that none of this would have been possible without the support of hunters and anglers who have purchased licenses and paid the bills over the years. Don't forget to purchase your license this year. It's a great investment in Tennessee's wildlife future.
DQ presents the sound of BOGO free blizzard treats in the DQ app. It's the sound of downloading the DQ app, redeeming the sweetest BOGO free blizzard deal, telling all your friends, and heading to DQ for BOGO free any size blizzard treats only in the DQ app for a limited time. Download it today. At participating locations, limitations apply. DQ. Happy tastes good.
If you're unaware, T-Mobile calls themselves the Un-Carrier, which is fitting considering they just unraveled their price lock guarantee for new customers. If you ask me, that's pretty uncool. If you're uncomfortable with a company that says one thing but does another, then switch to Xfinity, whose whole home Wi-Fi, wired internet, service, speed, and reliability are unparalleled. Unjoin the Un-Carrier. Switch to Xfinity today. Now through April 21st, new customers can get 300 megabits per second Xfinity Internet for $35. And ask how you can save 40% over T-Mobile in your first year. Switch today. Go to Xfinity.com/TMOFAX, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account and a one-year contract. Connect more Internet versus T-Mobile home Internet. $60 a month. Regular pricing applies after promo period. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. Effective for new customers after 1/17/2024. T-Mobile's price lock will only reimburse your last bill if you terminate service due to a price increase.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say play 92.9 ESPN.
Jeff. WMFF's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is a Wall of Death by Richard and Linda Thompson from the all-time greatest divorce album, Shoot Out the Light. Richard Thompson, born on this day in 1949.
Let's see. I had a couple more questions about the Gasol. This is sort of Marc Gasol week, and Gasol and the Grizzlies. The first question is this. What was the most fun series? What's the zenith of that era?
This is definitely in the category of, like, if you'd, like, give me a heads up and let me thought about it off the top of my head, I would,
sorry,
it would probably
too late. Too late
better.
To start that now, Chris. Right, exactly.
The most fun, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is the exorcism series against the Clippers.
Right.
First round, is that right? First round year three, where they fall down 0-2.
Right.
Get beat by a last second shot by Chris Paul in game two, I think. In L.A., if I remember correctly, they lost to the Clippers in seven the year before. They come back, they fall down 0-2, and then they win four in a row, which culminates in the game six. The whole building
the Blake
basically
Griffin,
falls apart.
Crazy, yeah. To me, almost that game is...
It's either that or it's the very first one. It's 2011.
San Antonio, the whole thing. Game one, game six, all of that.
Right.
Yeah, those were... It's funny though, because you had Oklahoma City series, which were like, even the year you beat the Clippers, you then went on to beat Oklahoma City in that series, which was
that series was less dramatic. It was, you also won four in a row. You lost the first one. I think they won four in a row, and they that was the furthest they ever got in the playoffs. That was an eighth playoff win in a season.
Right.
It got them to a conference final. So in some ways, that's the biggest win, that game four. But it did not have the drama of the Clippers series.
Was that the year they were without Westbrook? Who was hurt? Someone was hurt.
Westbrook injured his had a knee injury. Pat Beverly ran up on him.
It was meniscus.
It was against the Rockets in the first round. I actually remember seeing that live. My friend Kevin Artemis was covering the Clippers Grizzly series, and we had left the game and gone back to his hotel at the Hampton Inn right there in Bill Street. We went to his room so he could get some stuff together before we were going to go eat. And we're sitting in his room watching turn on that game, and we saw that happen live where Beverly runs up to him on the sideline and sort of stops short, and he ends up injuring his knee. Westbrook does.
Yeah, I think you're right. That was less dramatic. Which was the one, the overtimes one, the one with all the overtimes was the series that they ultimately lost. Also fun,
that was the
honestly.
Next year, 2014. That was four straight overtime games in that series. I think the Grizzlies won three of those four, maybe, against the Thunder. Then they lose game seven at OKC without Zach Randolph.
Yeah. Okay, the next question is this. That team got to a Western Conference Finals. Will over the next 5 years, the current Grizzlies get to a Western Conference Finals?
Well, there are 15 teams in the West, and only two teams make the conference finals every season.
Uh-huh.
The math, broadly speaking, the math is against them. I think more specifically, when you apply specific circumstances, such as the talent they have, the odds get better. Than they are broadly, than they are generically, but I don't think the odds tip over 50%. It's hard to get to a conference finals.
It's super hard to get to a conference finals. Now, you can look at it over the next 5 years and say, listen, look how old the Suns are, and look how, you know, old Golden State
right.
is, and look how old Los Angeles is, and so what are you dealing with? You're dealing with But the truth of the matter is those teams, as you've pointed out, L.A. can reload any number of ways. It doesn't mean just because they're old. They, you know, I mean, got Kawhi Leonard now back home having his knee examined. He's been that has happened.
No way.
Yes, Kawhi Leonard is back having his knee examined. So what are they going to do?
I actually had coffee just a few minutes ago. I had coffee with my friend Bob Mayer, Lakers fan Bob Mayer.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about the NBA, as we always do. And he's not sweating the future of the Lakers because LeBron James is 40. He's like, whatever, we're the Lakers. You know, we're always going to be good because we're the Lakers. That's the life you live.
I believe what the kids call that is privilege. I think that's called...
Right. 100%.
I think that's called privilege.
It's entitlement.
It's entitlement. Yeah, exactly right. So who the hell knows? And... You know, you would say that about Oklahoma City in the next 5 years, though, wouldn't you? Even though the math, you would certainly say it about Denver in the next 5 years, but like...
Yes. I think Oklahoma City is in a stronger position. I mean, they're going to be, they'll be a top three seed, we know, this year in a year where, I mean, they should be a top two team in the West. As good as Minnesota is, the fundamentals are stronger, I think, at Oklahoma City. So it looks like they're a top two team in the conference right now. And so, you know, they get a pretty decent chance to get there this year.
Yeah. Do you think, was there any year that the Grizzlies, I mean, one of the reasons it's fun to reflect on that era is there's very little it felt like was left on the table. Like if you look back, if you were a Thunder fan
right.
during the Durant era, it was probably fun, but it's also there's got to be a wistfulness to that. Like more should have happened, right? We should have gotten. Is there any year? Obviously, they could have won the 7-game series against the Clippers when they lost, but then the Clippers didn't do anything after that. I presume they lost the next series. Is there any year that you felt there was an opportunity to do more, and it somehow slipped through their fingers?
Not that much. I actually don't. I think broadly speaking, if you talk to people who cared a lot about the Grizzlies during that period, including in some cases people who were working for the Grizzlies during that period, the 2 years where people have the biggest regret, I don't have as much because I don't believe in the counterfactual of what would have happened in those. I don't believe that the Grizzlies were going to beat the Warriors in that series, if not for whatever.
That's the broken face and the hamstring from Tony Allen.
I think the Grizzlies were, and I believe this in the moment, they were lucky to be up 2-1. They barely survived Game 3 to go up 2-1. I think they were always losing that series to that team that became a sore team in NBA history.
You're robbing us of that. That those excuses, but I think you're right.
I also don't, it's all one game. Anything can happen in one game. I'm not a big believer in if only Zach Randolph had not been thrown out, they were going to win Game 7 in OKC. They got run off the floor in Game 6 in OKC, in Memphis, I think, against OKC. I think they were going to lose that Game 7 with or without Zach Randolph. I actually think, I think most people look at 2015, the year they lost to the Warriors, it's the best team, and they had the best chance.
Yeah.
I think the one that got away is 2011, the very first time. I think if they win that triple overtime game at home, they're in the conference finals against Dallas, and who knows?
That's exactly what Jeffrey said yesterday. He thinks that was, in fact, their best opportunity.
They matched up really well with Dallas that year, and then the Heat, that was the year one of LeBron, and they weren't kind of like fully formed.
So, interesting. All right. Grizz, the Bucks tonight. What's the state of the Bucks?
Bucks are really good. I mean, it just feels like they're not good enough. You know, they're like, you're the second best team in the East, and you're like 13 games back of Boston. You got Giannis, who's going to finish, you know, top four in the MVP race, and we'll see.
Whoops. What just happened?
I think he hit mute because it's saying it's still on.
Chris!
Chris, I think you hit mute on your phone.
But he's not listening to the radio, so he's not. You're going to have to hang up on him and call him back. You're going to have to hang up on Chris and call him back. You think inadvertently his chin hit mute, and that's where we are. That may be. I don't have much regret when it comes to those Grizzlies. They were a gallant team that got everything out of what they were. And I suppose you could look back at regret with some things. I mean, you would have liked to have seen Mike without not a broken face and Tony without a tweaked hamstring. And you would have liked to have seen that. as opposed to it ending the way it ended. But otherwise, I don't have a lot of regret about it. We're endeavoring to try to get Chris on. If not, we can just say that's it for Chris today. Here we go. He's calling in. I'm giving you the play-by-play right now. He's patching through. Chris, I don't know what happened.
Yes.
Maybe you hit mute or something. But anyway, you were starting to talk about the Bucks. They're good. They're not quite good enough.
Yeah, I just think the roster's gotten creaky around Giannis. I mean, they tried to sort of re-gear it with Lillard. But, you know, Middleton's older and Lopez is older. And they don't have the depth they used to. And it just feels like they're a really good team that's not quite good enough anymore. But we'll find out. If they get to the series with Boston, they're still going to have the best player on the floor.
I was reading over Jaren has now qualified for postseason awards. He's played 65 games. And so the one that he might possibly have some shot of making is an all-defensive team. I was looking at over at The Athletic, three, not including Hollinger, but three different writers explained their all-defensive teams. And here were the all-defensive teams that they, the first one team was Gobert, Wembanyama, Adebayo, Herb Jones, and Anthony Davis. Second team, Jalen Suggs, Lu Dort, Derek White, Alex Caruso, and Jaden McDaniels. No mention of Jaren. Second writer said Gobert, Wembanyama, Herb Jones, Jaden McDaniels, Bam Adebayo. Second team, Derek White, Kawhi Leonard, Jalen Suggs, Alex Caruso, Anthony Davis. No mention of Jaren Jackson Jr. It seems, not just based on this, but partly because of the year the Grizzlies have had. What do you think his chances are, and what did you think of those names as they went rolling past?
I don't think he has any chance to make the all-defensive team. I think he warrants being in the conversation. I think he has not been as good the last 2 years. He's still been quite good, and the Grizzlies' defense, despite all the problems around him, have still been quite good, and he's the main reason for that. His block numbers are down. They look at steals plus blocks. He's still like top five or six, I think, in the league this year. But I think the fact that his individual numbers are not overwhelming like they were before, and the fact that the Grizzlies have been a bad team, even though they've been a bad team with a pretty good defense, he doesn't really have a chance. And I think that's fine. I don't think, you know, to me, he deserves to be in the conversation. He does not necessarily deserve to be on a team. I think all the names you listed were fine. I don't like the positionless nature of it. I would like to see a little bit more, you know, guard front court balance to the teams. If I were voting, I would do that. But like, you know, all those names seem
right.
Derek White, Jalen Suggs, Alex Caruso. We're talking about guards. I mean, those are, I think, the top names you would think of.
They've gone to positionless, all of it now, right? Like all NBA and all defensive teams are now positionless. And so that is a change, I think, for this year, right? I think it's the change.
Yep.
I think it's for change for this year. How much of Jaren's regression, whatever it is defensively, is just because he's asked to do so much more offensively as well?
It's a good question. And really, it's more like the block numbers aren't as strong. That's the main thing. I think the rim protection stuff beyond the blocks is down a little bit too, but it's mostly just like he doesn't have the gaudy block numbers. I think that stuff has been up lately, and you know he missed a couple weeks at some point, in the last month or so. And since he's been back, I think his defensive activity numbers I think are up. I'd have to double check that, but that's my sense just day to day. And I wonder if like you know coming back after having a couple weeks off and the fatigue issue, he's had such a burden to carry. In terms of, you know, career high minutes, career high usage, and all of that, I think that has taken away from a little bit of the energy he's put into really contesting and chasing down everything the way he had the past couple of years. I think it's mostly that. You could wonder about, you know, the talent around him in the sense of, like, you know, he's having to play more center, which I think puts him in, you know, position of having to be at the rim more instead of moving to the rim to contest. And maybe when he's playing off of a center and being more of a roamer, that's more of a position to generate blocks than playing center for him. That's something worth looking at. But I think the burden he's had to carry on the offensive end has sort of tilted the energy balance a little bit.
Chris, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. We're still, in addition to all this, we're still sort of reeling from the news that Stephon Diggs has been traded to the Texans, not just big because I'm a Bills fan, but big in the league, big news in the league. Let's look at first from the Houston perspective. I mean, they already have Nico and Tank, like, and they've got C.J. Stroud, and we know what Stephon Diggs has meant to Josh Allen. Is Houston becoming the, you know, and they already added Daniel Hunter, Danico Autry. Like they've signed a bunch of because they're benefiting from the rookie contract.
You know, you get the rookie contract with your quarterback, so now you load up and you build around him. I low key love this for the Bills, and I don't necessarily like it as much for the Texans. I think Stephon's a malcontent, and I don't think he's good enough to justify it anymore.
He is clearly a malcontent. He is clearly a malcontent, but he...
Well, I just look back to, if you look at, to me, like, one of the key changes during the season after they fired...
Oh, he didn't have a 100-yard game after week five or something?
So, last year was the highest percentage of team targets he's ever had in a season, at 29%. His yards per reception went down. Yards after contact went down. Drops went up. Like, I just think he's a malcontent, and I don't think he's good enough to justify having to force feed him like he wants. I also think it seems to me like maybe we're having a decrease again in the value of a receiver. And I don't know if that's maybe because...
Well, it is an interesting question. Do you need a...
I mean, the Chiefs just proved
you don't need
Patrick
one.
Patrick Mahomes doesn't, but...
Right.
Is that...
Patrick Mahomes doesn't.
Correct.
Tom Brady didn't.
Right.
Josh Allen got awesome when Stephon Diggs showed up.
Yes. Elite Josh, or Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, exactly right. Fascinating deal.
I mean, I also think with the way... So getting rid of the hip drop tackle... Like, I think what a lot of this is going to do is I think we're going to start to see tight ends having a higher value. And what do the Bills have? They have two of them.
They got good tight ends. They averaged 11.1 yards per catch last season, the lowest in his time with the Bills. He is 30 years old. Again, the Bills are getting a second-round pick in 2025. They're giving up fifth, 2024 sixth, and a 2025 fifth.
It was his second lowest explosive play percentage. The only other year was 2018 with the Vikings, but it's his lowest with the Bills. First downs per target was a career low. First downs per route, offensive success rate when he was in there was a career low. I just think he's such a malcontent, and he's not good enough to justify it. And I cannot forget, like, in the end, Josh Allen made the throw to beat.
He dropped the damn deal. He dropped. Yeah,
you're the $40 million receiver.
Bills
have moved
on from Stephon Diggs, Jordan Poyer, Tre'Davious White, Mitch Morse, Gabe Davis, Tyrell Dodson, and Leonard Floyd this year. Anyway, fascinating stuff. All right, we've got Sam Hardiman from the Daily Memphian next. A couple of things we wanted to talk to him about happening in the city. One is financing of FedEx Forum. We've got more news on that. And then the other is a story involving a little bit of a debate between the Memphis police officers and their union and the city. That the Daily Memphian has been covering. Fascinating story there as well. We'll talk to Sam. We always talk to him on Wednesdays about what's going on in the city. We will do that next. Before then, I will tell you, if you are selling your house, call Josh Hysaw. Don't have to take my word for it. Pop on over to Google. You'll see more than 300 five-star Google reviews. Why settle for one offer when you get your house sold on your specific timeline and make more money? Don't settle with your largest investment. Josh is a different kind of realtor. Flexible fees, no upfront cost, lets you out of the contract at any time. Meet with him. You'll see what I saw. It's Josh Hysaw. Once again, 901-461-8147 or joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
The Gabe Kuhn Show Afternoons.
Football and hoops. I mean, he is the tallest man in Memphis radio.
Grizzlies, Tigers, college and NFL football. There's only one, 92.9.
Nobody knows football like Gabe. It's the Gabe Show on 92.9.
92.9 FM, ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAwon'tWait.com.
See Bryce Harper hit those home runs last night? Three of them. Everyone loves home runs, and over at FanDuel on Dinger Tuesday, you can love them even more, because on Dinger Tuesday, bet on a player to homer. FanDuel will give you $5 in bonus bets for every home run hit during that game. Every home run hit during that game. All you got to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, to get in on all the Dinger Tuesday action. Must be 21 or older in present Tennessee. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus, $25 a game. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mom, I got the job in Manhattan.
Do you have a warm enough winter coat? What about your car?
I'm selling it with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer.
How?
I enter my license plate number, miles, condition, upload photos, and boom, an official cash offer from a local dealership.
A cash offer instantly? Oh, did you call Aunt Stella? She's right there in Massachusetts.
Mom, I literally just got the job.
Not everything is as simple as selling your car with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer. Price it, fix it, trade it, sell it. KBB.com.
Space may be the final frontier, but it's also what a lot of us lack in our basement or garage. By switching to a Navien tankless water heater, not only will you have all the hot water you need whenever you need it, but you'll gain storage area as well. Maybe a place to display your space collectibles.
Highly logical.
Learn about Navien's series of high-efficiency tankless water heaters and how they don't just save space, but save dollars on your utility bills, too. For more, go to tanklessmadesimple.com.
Warmer weather means getting together with friends on a patio, but where? Owen Brennan's, that's where. The patio at Owen Brennan's is an oasis, an escape from the hustle and the bustle of life. For lunch, dinner, or cocktails, the patio at Owen Brennan's is calling your name. Answer the call.
Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With a super low down payment, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com.
Down payments vary, does not mean savings. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem.
Response to the all-new Genesis Diamonds has been incredible. People are loving what we brought to Memphis. Genesis is a different kind of jewelry store, with more jewelry than you've ever seen in one place, at prices you never thought possible. What's the Genesis secret? Our owner was born and raised in the diamond industry in Tel Aviv. After selling wholesale to high-end jewelry retailers for years, he hated the insane markups they were getting away with. So he stopped selling to the stores and started selling direct to the public. That philosophy is still a core part of Genesis DNA, as we continue to sell the highest quality diamonds at true no-middleman direct importer prices. With international connections and massive buying power, Genesis has what it takes to beat anyone else's price every day on every diamond. Discover the Genesis difference, forever changing how people in Memphis buy diamonds and fine jewelry. Now open at Poplar and Perkins, the official jeweler of the Tennessee Titans.
The sports calendar is loaded, and FanDuel's making it even more exciting to get in on the action, because right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $200 you can use to bet the tourney, Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and so much more. Visit FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K. And make your first bet a big win. FanDuel is America's number one sports book. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit is required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire just 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have a gambling problem, make sure that you reach out to the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Hard work and dreams lead to success, but easily filing your taxes with TurboTax and Credit Karma doesn't hurt either. Make filing taxes a walk in the park, because we'll pre-fill your info for you so you can file quickly and confidently. Winner! Get the peace of mind that comes with expert help. Let's go! Being powered by TurboTax means you're backed by the leading tax preparer, and we'll show you all your filing options up front so there are no surprises. File your taxes on Intuit Credit Karma today. Expert help not available with all products. Guarantee details available at TurboTax.com/guarantee.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
When they see me off in traffic, they say Jeezy on some other shit. Send them, running straight back to the dealership. Me, I'm in my spaceship, that's right, I work for NASA. This FNH is not a fraud, call that my bodyguard. Call that the bodyguard, yeah, that's my bodyguard. Wear a lot of jewelry, young don't do security.
Most people who gamble have fun with it. About 5% of the people who gamble struggle with it. Spend too much money, takes an emotional toll, whatever it is. About 5% of the people who gamble struggle. And for those people, there is the Gambling Clinic, thegamblingclinic.com. It's over at the University of Memphis. They have helped hundreds and hundreds of people since 1999. What they do is they set up 10 to 12 confidential appointments with someone who's an expert in gambling addiction. They're not anti-gambling. They just want to help those 5% of folks who do have a problem with it. If that's you or someone you love, thegamblingclinic.com. Joined now by Sam Hardiman from the Daily Memphian.
Follow him on Twitter or X at Sam Hardiman. Read his stuff there. Your instant reaction to the Stephon Diggs deal? He's now a Houston Texan.
My dad's going to be sad.
Your dad's a Bills fan.
Yeah, my dad's a Bills fan. He is going to be sad. I don't think he's going to rationally engage with this as it maybe was time, as Stepper said, to rip the Band-Aid off. And so, yeah, I'm just preparing for that conversation.
Well, the problem is, and I've now gotten to the bottom of this, the Texans have to pay his $18 million that he's going to earn this year, right? But the Bills had paid him $31 million in prorated in bonuses. And so that then creates a massive cap hit, a $31 million dead cap hit. And so, you know, Houston can use all of their money because they're saving on C.J. Stroud to put all these pieces around C.J. Stroud, and the Bills have $31 million. I don't know if it's this year, next year, between them, that they're going to be sitting unused. It makes it harder. But Tom Brady won without receivers, without Hall of Fame receivers anyway, right?
Yeah, he did. And look, I think what you just pointed out, Jeff, is like the way you build NFL teams these days, right? Like the whole point is to get the good quarterback on the rookie deal. Right. And now that Josh Allen is not on the rookie deal for the Bills, it's like, how do you build that next contending team? And like Mahomes, like they've been able to do it in Kansas City, right? Like, you know, no one really on that receiving corps besides Travis Kelce, who's a Hall of Famer, is really like anywhere to write home about. I mean, obviously Rashee Rice has got his own issues right now.
Leave
that there.
Yes, he does. Okay. Moving on. The financing of FedEx Forum. There is news. You've written about it over at the Daily Memphian. News on a couple of fronts. One is the bill that was going through state government, the bill to create additional funding sources has been postponed. Is that correct? What's the status of that?
In House Bill 2868, which is really just legislative permission to do what Shelby County has already done at the local level, which is reallocate hotel motel tax, the existing hotel motel tax, to the future FedEx Forum renovations. That was held 1 week yesterday. It was supposed to be heard in the local government committee yesterday. The sponsor, Kevin Vaughn of Collierville, asked for it to be rolled 1 week. And so that is a delay, but not a defeat, I would say.
And does it suggest there's trouble in terms of maybe negotiation or debate or something about it? And I don't know how critical that bill is to the enterprise. It obviously it felt like when you were talking about it last week that it sort of would complete the funding picture.
Yeah, it's a very critical bill, to be quite honest. It is the final piece of the public funding. Okay. And this is public funding that has really created no new money besides $350 million in cash given to both stadiums. And is really just the existing taxes that exist in Memphis and Shelby County being used for the new renovations to FedEx Forum. So this is a really crucial bill. What it would suggest, and as we've reported at the Daily Memphian, is that there's stuff going on behind the scenes. Memphis Tourism, which would stand to lose under this scenario, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, has hired lobbyists. That's public record, and we reported it at the Daily Memphian. And I can't say that those lobbyists are why this was held yesterday. I'm not reporting that. But like I said last week, this is a turbulent little plane, and it's going to be bumpy. It will probably land, this funding package, but it's going to be bumpy in the meantime.
Okay. Secondly, there were proceedings in front of the Sports Authority involving FedEx Forum. I'm just going to leave this wide open. Explain. What's happening with the Sports Authority?
Yeah, so the Sports Authority, for those who don't know, is what pays the existing bonds, the entity that pays the existing bonds on FedEx Forum, okay? And they receive a bunch of tax streams that pay the debt that still exists. There's still $78 million worth of debt on the existing FedEx Forum. And they had a meeting yesterday. And during that meeting, they have about $30 million in, quote, surplus funds, which is the taxes that are collected for FedEx Forum's debt versus the actual debt. There is a surplus, okay? And that's accrued over time. And what the news was coming out of that meeting was essentially the city of Memphis and Shelby County have gone to the Sports Authority and said, hey, we see this $28 million pile of surplus cash. we would love to use $12 million of this cash to pay for the $550 million in FedEx Forum renovations. And the Sports Authority said, sure. And yesterday, they voted to allocate $8 million of that $12 million. And we've talked about this before. There is a new sound system for the Seating Bowl going to be put in this summer. There's going to be a new rigging system for concerts put in this summer. And MFA, which is the project management firm, you're going to be hearing a lot about MFA, which is the project management firm that is going to run both the Liberty Bowl renovations, I'm sorry, Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium renovations, and FedEx Forum renovations. They essentially, you know, said this is the start of the project. This is these two little projects, this $8 million expense is the start of the 550, and we are doing this summer in order to, when next summer comes around, be able to start the big renovations. And so that was part of the news coming out of yesterday's meeting.
We, by the way, don't know what the big renovations will look like, right?
We don't have a really firm idea of what the big renovations will look like. We have some ideas, but I think, you know, as Alan Barner of MFA said yesterday, there's still work being done on the scope.
Okay. One of the things that was really intriguing to me about the story, and people can read it at the Daily Memphian, Sam Hardiman is the author, and we're talking to him now, is there was reference to whether the Grizzlies were going to contribute any money to this project, and the understanding, I don't know who the quote was from, don't recall who the quote was from, was that there didn't appear that the Grizzlies were, but on two different people referred to other ways that the Grizzlies might be contributing to the community. Like, there's these obscure references to other things. Oh, I think the mayor is one of the people who said something like, well, there's other things the Grizzlies might do. What is all that about?
Yeah, and so Alan Crone, who used to work at City Hall, is a well-known lawyer here in town, heavily involved in Memphis politics. He's the chairman of the Sports Authority. Okay, he's also a close friend of former mayor Jim Strickland. And he's essentially been in the room in some of these meetings, you know, essentially to get briefed on why $12 million of the Sports Authority's cash is going to be in this deal, right? And the Sports Authority is also going to be the entity that issues these future bonds. So the Sports Authority is going to exist for another 30 years, most likely, to pay off the coming FedEx Forum bond. So he needs to be in the room. And so he talked about the financing stack and really the most detail I think anyone in government or related to government or around this project has spoken about it all this entire time. And so after the meeting, I, as I do, walk up to him, you know, tape recorder in hand, and said, hey, can I ask you a couple of questions? And one of the questions I asked is, you talked about $550 million and where that money's coming from. What about a private contribution from someone affiliated with the Grizzlies, whether it's ownership or someone else? And he said he wasn't aware of one. And, you know, that's something that, you know, I think you and I, Jeff, have been hearing for months and months and months, but it was maybe the first time someone has really said it. I mean, last year when I asked Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland when he was in office about it, he literally refused to answer the question during an interview. And so that is very interesting. In both Crone and Memphis Mayor Paul Young, and this was before the mayor took office in October, said very similar things. Crone yesterday, Young in October, that people, you know, Young essentially said people get fixated on the building. We want to see an overarching investment in downtown and in Memphis. And so what is being talked about is there is some, and the Grizzlies haven't shared it, and that's their prerogative, right? At some point they probably will. Is there some sort of plan for a broader project alongside FedEx Forum? Okay, we don't know what it is, but that is where, as Alan Crone said yesterday, you can read his direct quotes in the Daily Memphian. You'll find them on our website right now. That is the plan. At some point, that private money would go towards that.
Towards that thing, rather than the $550 million. Huh.
Yeah, but the $550 million, the renovations to FedEx Forum, I think we have heard as clearly as we're going to hear probably that $550 million is going to be all taxpayer dollars, whether it comes from Shelby County, the city of Memphis, or in large part, all state of Tennessee taxpayers, which is where that $230 million in cash is going to come from. All Tennessee taxpayers.
All right. The other story I wanted to talk to you about was the story that's been reported chiefly by Ben Wheeler over at the Daily Memphian about the ongoing debate between the police union and the city over this new rank that has been created of second lieutenants, a new frontline supervisor role. Mm-hmm. And the city seems to be in favor, and the police union seems to be not in favor. Take us through this story. What has happened?
Yeah. First, I want to compliment Ben. He's a good friend, and also I've been working really hard on the story. And so, as we talk about this morning, I want to give him his credit. But what's happening here is the city of Memphis, really for a long time, was interested in adding a supervisory rank. There were negotiations about this for a period of time. In the wake of Tyree Nichols' death and beating, and then death at the hands of now five former Memphis police officers, that the city of Memphis went ahead and created this rank of second lieutenant, which is to put more supervisors on the street. Okay. That was did not sit well with the Memphis Police Association, which has a memorandum of understanding with the city, essentially a labor document, a collective bargaining agreement, if you will. Though legally, that might be technically wrong. And that didn't sit well. So it went to an arbitrator. Okay. The arbitrator ruled, I think about 2 weeks ago now, or maybe a little longer, that the city acted outside of their scope and could not have added a second lieutenant without, you know, essentially it being in the MOU. The city of Memphis has filed to dissolve that ruling and have another arbitrator rule on the case because they think the arbitrator overstepped their scope. And, you know, Ben had a really good story this morning, which you really should check out at the Daily Memphian, which is a recording of Memphis Mayor Paul Young in January. The meeting was on January 22nd, and I've listened to it. And he's talking to 400 members of the Memphis Police Association. This is the day before C.J. Davis is going for her final confirmation, which she would not get at the Memphis City Council. And in that meeting, it's very clear the Police Association does not want C.J. Davis to continue as police chief. And Young says to the Police Association, and the city doesn't deny this, it was an accurate recording, that he likes C.J. Davis. He thinks she can get the job done. But both the second lieutenant position and the continued employment of C.J. Davis as police chief are both connected to the ongoing Department of Justice investigation into the Memphis Police Department. I'm paraphrasing the mayor here, but essentially he said the Department of Justice likes her, and that's a reason why to keep her. He also says that the Department of Justice would like to see more oversight, and the second lieutenant position is one that would provide that oversight. And multiple times Young talks really bluntly about the city's desire to avoid what is called a consent decree. And so when the Department of Justice investigates a city in their police department, typically what happens is they come out with some findings and then a proposed order and consent decree, which is essentially asking a federal judge to bind the city of Memphis to a list of rules set out by the Department of Justice. Okay.
Right.
And the mayor essentially is like, we don't want that because that's going to make policing harder. It's going to add expense. We do not want that. We want to show the Department of Justice we are acting in good faith. I'm a new leader that I'm going to act in good faith. And we want to avoid that. And essentially that's why that both C.J. Davis, he has pushed so hard for her to stay on. That's one of the reasons. And it's why the city of Memphis has proceeded down this path, which has really put them now, and you should really read Ben's reporting about this, on a collision course with the Memphis Police Association, which beyond representing the rank and file of MPD, right, is a very powerful political force.
And so why are they opposed to the creation of the second lieutenant rank?
You know, part of it, I think, is that they want, and I want to be clear, that's not their only reason, but they would like these new supervisors to be a part of the bargaining unit.
I see.
And the city doesn't want them to be a part of the bargaining unit. They don't want these managers to be in the bargaining unit. And that's sort of a classic labor capital thing that's been going back years.
Right, yeah. Are they going to be, if you're going to create them, sure, as long as they're part of the bargaining unit. But this is the classic, wherever you work, if you make widgets, who's in the bargaining unit, who isn't in the bargaining unit? That seems to be what it might boil down to. Anyway, terrific reporting by Ben. People can read that story in the Daily Memphian. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff.
Sam Hardiman from the Daily Memphian. I will tell you, if you are getting something framed, Frame Corner is the place to go. And you can go in and buy a beautiful frame and do it yourself. But what they're really great at is custom framing. And they talk about what framing does. It it preserves memories, like a moment in time, the jersey that your kid wore in their last high school game. Like, it preserves that forever. You really are framing memories. And so you can walk in with anything there, and they do a beautiful job, a spectacular job of custom framing. The Frame Corner is located at 5035 Park Avenue. You can check them out at framecornermemphis.com. We got to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Giannotto and Jeffrey.
I love their guests. Moons on Mondays, gambling and football.
Giannotto and Jeffrey Show, weekdays from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Topmeyer Fridays on the SEC. Giannotto and Jeffrey on 92.9.
Memphis' sports station.
Hey, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. Tourney time is here. Mike Mullaney and I are going through every matchup of the big dance over on the podcast. We're talking sides, totals, mixing a reckless parlay every now and then. Come on, it's fun. We've got tourney trends, futures plays, who wins the national title, something for every bettor and every sports fan. Region by region, game by game, however you want to digest it, it's there. Download Cash the Ticket today. It's on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heard the catchphrase that's sweeping the nation?
Jackson, hugh yeah!
People are saying Jackson Hugh yeah to Jackson Hewitt because they love saving money on tax prep. Do you love saving money? Then switch to Jackson Hewitt today and pay less than last year. Thousands of people have already made the switch. Why haven't you? Stop waiting and start filing. You won't get a better deal or a better catchphrase. All together now.
Jackson Hugh yeah!
Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Springtime is project time. Let Waste Connections handle the cleanup for you. From construction projects to move-outs, storm damage debris, roofing material removals, to any debris you got, we'll take care of it. No cleanup job is too big or too small. Waste Connections. We see trash, we pick it up. Call us at 901-398-5400. Mention 92.9 and we'll even give you a discount. That's Waste Connections, 901-398-5400.
Mealtime will be a breeze this spring when you shop at Family Dollar. Whether you're shopping for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you'll be sure to find great deals on every meal for the whole family. Only at Family Dollar, helping you do more.
Hi, I'm Jay Gaddis with James Gaddis Jewelers. Are you looking to pop a question but don't know where to start? Come by Memphis's premier family-owned jewelry store, where we specialize in crafting dreams into reality. From dazzling diamonds to exquisite engagement rings, from modern fashion to one-of-a-kind custom creations as unique as your love, we have it all. Come visit us today on Poplar Avenue in East Memphis near Mendenhall, and let us help you find the perfect gift to celebrate life's extraordinary moments at James Gaddis Jewelers, your family jeweler.
Hey, Kathy, you know, I've been seeing those State Farm commercials. You guys have built quite a team. Mahomes, Kelsey, Derrick Henry.
Bundle Auto and Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, we're proud of that team, and I'm proud of my team.
Your team is awesome. I know firsthand. If there's a question or problem, they're on top of it.
My name is on the sign outside, but it's my talented team inside that makes the difference.
Hey, call Kathy Thurman Edwards, State Farm agent on Brookhaven Circle.
901-767-7744. I'm not as cute as Jake, but I'm better looking than a lizard.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Robert Irwin Jewelers 6-hour 60% off sale is this Saturday from 10 to 4 only at the Diamond Showroom on Perkins Extended. Everything in the showcase is 60% off this Saturday, 10 to 4.
It's a legit 60% off sale. Do not miss it.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Dinger Tuesdays are back on FanDuel, and what that means on Dinger Tuesdays, you bet on a player to homer, like, say, Bryce Harper, and FanDuel will give you $5 in bonus bets for every home run hit during that game. If you needed another reason to love the long ball, just go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, to get in and all the Dinger Tuesday action. Must be 21 or older, present Tennessee. Bonus issued is non-drawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus, $25 a game. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. We are digesting the news of the of Stephon Diggs going to the Texans. You know what I've decided, Jeffrey? Off seasons are fun. Like, I'm not sure the Memphis Tiger basketball off season is fun right now, right? Like, it's intriguing. Even that's intriguing, right?
Well, like, watching teams build a roster, I think
it's yeah. Like, right now, I have been, with all due respect, because my full attention is always on the radio show, mm-hmm. but I've been texting Peter and Ben, my sons, about, you know,
are they on my side?
What are they going to do? They don't hate it. And they both, and Ben likes McConkey too. Ladd McConkey from Georgia.
I think
he's not a classic X, but he can do what Diggs does, honestly.
I think he can do it better right now.
So, but that's part of the beauty of sports. Like, yeah. It's honestly not just the games. It's all the conversation all year long that binds you to people you love.
Correct. Absolutely. It's the Discord,
it's really
baby.
It's key to a happy marriage.
Yes.
What's coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Speaking of that, my wife texted me too. What is coming up next on Jason and John? Mark Giannotto will join the program today. David Cobb joins us on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Jeff, of course, with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow for an hour. Work's done.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. So it's easy to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right now, fresh red or black seedless grapes are on sale for only $1.77 a pound with your card and digital coupon. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Laundry Room. For as long as I can remember, this was the only place to get a good Wi-Fi connection. Until we got Xfinity. Now we have Wi-Fi all over the house. So, you're probably wondering why I'm still hanging out in here, when I could be happily streaming in the attic, basement, or literally any other room. Well, the truth is, it's warm in here. And I like the smell of dryer sheets.
Get out of here, weirdo!
Hey, close the door! You're letting cool air in.
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi with Xfinity.
Now through April 21st, get started with 300 megabit internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract and get free Wi-Fi equipment included for a year. Plus, ask how you can save 40% over T-Mobile in your first year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.